May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I used to spend a lot of time with chickens. It was actually a pretty big part of my childhood identity, this relationship I had with our chickens on our farm. As some of you know, I grew up on a horse farm in central Kentucky, and my first job, 100% subsidized by my parents, was to sell farm fresh eggs. Now, my primary target for this egg business was our church community, which I look back on differently now as a priest about what that was like. But each Sunday, I would go with my brother Michael and armed with my small spiral-bound notebook, and I would go up to the people at church and offer them farm fresh eggs for the stunning price of $1.50 a dozen. And often people would take it. We had repeat customers. And I took inordinate pride in that business as a child. I loved those chickens. I loved going out to feed them in the mornings, breaking the ice in their water in the winters. I loved collecting their eggs. And you might know this if you know anything about chickens. They're pretty anxious. And so at night, I would play them music in their roost to keep them calm. I've never gotten to preach on this particular gospel from Luke today, but in many ways, I feel like I've been waiting my whole life to do it. Because Jesus talks in this gospel about how he is like a chicken. And so I was delighted this week to revisit this text, partially because it stirred up my nostalgia for my old Kentucky home, but also because it took me aback in some ways at its relevance for us today in how to visualize God and how to visualize God's role within this world that we're living in. As we just heard, the story opens with Jesus receiving word of a threat from Herod. They said that Herod wanted to kill him so he should get away from there, to which Jesus responds with admirable clarity and a little bit of snark, I think, when he says, "Go tell that fox, listen. I'm performing miracles and I'm casting out demons today, tomorrow, and the third day, and I cannot be stopped." Now, as you heard the gospel, I'm sure the name Herod is familiar to you in some ways, and you may have found yourself wondering, which Herod is this? There are actually 6 Herods in the Bible. But all of them play some version of the same role. As one preacher wrote, they are all a petty tyrant of one kind or another, with a touch of megalomania, paranoid, callous, religious but in a conniving way, rich and often cruel. And this particular Herod is the same one who on a whim beheaded the cousin and friend of Jesus, John the Baptist. So there is bad blood between these men, and you can imagine what must have been stirring in Jesus when he received this threat. But he responds fearlessly. He is clear on his mission. It's the same mission that we heard about when he preached to his hometown crowd in Nazareth, and he said, "I am here to proclaim release to the captives, good news to the poor, to heal the broken in body, mind, and spirit." To which the crowd responded by wanting to run him off a cliff. Jesus is no stranger to these barricades, and yet he remains fearless and unstoppable in his plan. Now, I imagine that I'm not the only one here in this room and watching online who might have heard and thought of other people as we heard the term fox, and even more as we heard my description of Herod, as a petty tyrant with a touch of megalomania, paranoid, callous, religious in a conniving way, rich and cruel. And I'll just speak for you all who I thought of when I hear these descriptions, which is Vladimir Putin. His is the face that rose in my mind as I see this text. And in some ways, I was grateful to have Putin enter into my mind, enter into my prayers, because I admit I don't quite know what to do with him in my prayers. And I think that here, Jesus offers us some answers because we can look at how Jesus interacted with the Herods of his day, and therefore how he might be interacting with Putin today. We don't end with just a passing dismissal of Herod's fox-like leadership. Instead, Jesus goes on to offer a lament. He offers words of mourning for the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, he says, how I have longed to gather your children as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. Here, we're offered a stunning contrast from the fox-like leadership of Herod, given the image of Jesus as a mother hen. As one of my favorite writers, Debbie Thomas, wrote this week, what Jesus gives us in this image is his own body and his own life. Those of you who may not be as familiar with chickens, you can bring them to your mind and how they get big like this when there is any danger around. Their wings go out. Their hearts are exposed. The most vulnerable part of them is exposed, and yet they offer shelter and warmth and refuge for their young. This is the image Jesus gives to us. And what he promises through this, at great personal risk to himself, is his very own being as a place of refuge and return for his children. And crucially here, in the context of this reading, it's not just for his children that have obeyed him, but it is for all of his children, all, even those who want to stone and kill him. He offers that return. And holding this image of Jesus as a mother hen, it begins to shape what we heard before. And I think it begins to shape how we can hold the sorrows of our world and our leaders. Another preacher summarized it well, saying, we start to see the mighty in a new light alongside this image of Jesus. The mighty, whether they are the Herods of the world or the power players in Jerusalem or Putin himself, I'll add. These leaders want to be seen as masters of the universe, as invulnerable and imperial behind their foxy maneuvering. But Jesus sees right through that. He calls out their evil, their death-dealing by name. And he doesn't end there, because he sees these leaders in their own way as barnyard chicks, lost, too afraid or too stubborn to return to the shelter of the mother hen. And what these leaders want to be heard as some fierce canine growl emerges for Jesus as an almost comic cheeping. And now I don't just see the face of Putin in my mind, nor do I see the face of him as a fox, but I can imagine him and I can imagine all the Herods of every generation as baby chicks. And this starts to change things when we start to imagine it this way. And we can begin to see then how Jesus interacted with the Herods of his time, how he may be interacting with the Herods of ours. He calls out the evil by name, and he mourns for those who have gone away, mourns even more for those hurt by that wandering. And then crucially, he offers himself up, offering as a mother hen to gather her brood again. Jesus, his invitation and his lament this year compel me in new ways. And I can almost hear his word saying, return, return to me, those who have strayed. Come and find shelter, those who are hurting. Jesus, the mother hen, heart open, is waiting to receive all of us back under his wings, saying, come, return, I will be your shelter, and I will give the world the peace it longs for. Amen.